Oh, I have ambitions, dreams. But dreams don't come cheap.
I saw a demon on my shoulder. It's looking like patriarchy, like scrubbing blood off the ceiling and bleaching another carpet. How my house get on it? Why Toya body don't embody all the life she wanted? The baby just 19. I know I dream all black. I seen her everything, immortalizing tweets, all caps. They say they found her dead. One girl missing, another one go missing. One girl missing another, but niggas in the back, quiet as a church mouse. Basement studio when duty calls to get the verse out. I guess the ego hurt now. It's time to go to work. Wow, look at him go. He really doubts to write about me when the world is in smokes, when it's people in trees, when George was begging for his mother saying he couldn't breathe. He thought to write about me. One girl missing another one, go missing. One girl missing another one. Yo, but little did I know all my reading would be a bother. It's trans women being murdered, and this is all he can offer, and this is all y'all receive. Distract you from the convo with organizers. They talking abolishing the police, and this is a new world order. We democratizing Amazon, we burn down borders. This a new vanguard, this a new vanguard. I'm the new vanguard. Good evening. Well, July has been quite.
Yes, it has.
I don't know. And I guess it's getting weirder. Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you. I was just saying that July has been a very weird year. And I think this year is just going to continue to be weird. And I don't know. We just have to get used to it, I guess. But yeah, there's so much going on. Not the least of which is this heat wave that's going on.
I hate this heat.
This heat is oppressive. This heat is, like, not fair. What did we do? Why are we being punished with heat?
I don't know. We should have treated Mother Nature right.
She's definitely mad at us. You know what? Maybe it's a way to get us to stay inside. Maybe she's like, all right, clearly it's not enough to send a virus around the world. Maybe if I make it hot as Hades, you guys will stay inside. But that's obviously not working because people don't listen.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking
but,
Mother Nature could lighten it up a little bit for people who have to work in hot trucks.
I hear you. I definitely hear you. I listen, for the people who have to sit outside or work in warehouses or work in confined spaces, I feel for you. I really do, because it's too much. And then on top of that, having to wear a mask and it's hot outside, it's a lot. And listen, everyone, please wear your masks. Like, I understand it's hot. They can be uncomfortable. Find you the right one. Like, that's the thing I tell people all the time. Like, if the mask you're wearing is uncomfortable, try a different kind, try a different fabric, get a disposable one. Like, there's so many different options. You can find one that works for you. But yeah, I feel bad for people who, like, have to be out and about because of their job or because of their situation. Because, yeah, I know that I have it a little easier because I'm inside, I work from home, which has its own quirks, too. Let me say, like, being stuck in the house all day is not the business because it affects your mental. Like, I definitely am having some mental issues from being stuck inside and not seeing people. So, you know, it's a double-edged sword. There's, you know, there's positives and negatives to both. You know what I mean? But there's so much going on. Where would you like to start?
All right. Do you want to do entertainment or stuff.
Let's get the world news political stuff out of the way first so we can get to the entertainment after.
So let's see. They're starting to have death panels now. Texas just basically announced that they're going to have a panel, and if a person is too sick from COVID, they're just going to send them home.
Yeah, I mean, they're running out of spaces in a lot of places. They're running out of ventilators. They don't have space for them in the hospitals, and they have to decide who is who's worth saving, and that is disgusting. Like, that is unfathomable that people have to decide whose life is valuable, and you know that disproportionately affects people of color, Black people especially.
It's
and then for the people who are out there saying that this is fake, like, fuck you, and I apologize for the language, but I mean that wholeheartedly with my whole ass. like this is so real. Like, this is not a joke. They have refrigerated trucks outside of hospitals to hold the bodies. Like, people are dying, and this is not a joke. So yeah, that's sad. And the thing is, like, it's not gonna get better if people don't take this seriously.
True. And some are just seriously at all. And it's just worse. Besides COVID, you have like all these protests still going on right now, and basically Trump using the Homeland Security as like his own secret agents to go and kidnap people, put them in jail with no care in the world.
Right. And then yeah, I saw that up in Seattle and in Oregon too. They're trying to send people over there too. And then those people who got arrested, I forget what state that was in. It was somewhere in the South. I think it was in Florida. It might have been in Florida, or was in some it might have been North Carolina, but like they went to one of the governor's or mayor's houses, and they arrested 78 people on felony charges for trespassing, and they just arrested them and put them in jail. And I'm like, but when people were protesting because they didn't want to wear masks, they were up in the governor's mansion with guns. These were peaceful protesters who didn't have guns, mind you. They arrested them on felony charges, but when the people were up there with guns, nothing happened. Nothing. But like, it doesn't make sense. And I don't know why he thinks that he can send these secret police who don't even have any insignia. We don't even know who these people are. We don't know that they're actual government officials. Like, all of that's crazy. Like, where are we? Is this the United States? Like, where are we?
We're in Russia.
I didn't sign up for this.
You know what's now? Like, everyone likes Mayor Littlefield. From Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah, she just approved for the to come into Chicago. Yeah, she just approved 200 federal agents to come into Chicago, and she's doing all the pretenses that they're going to help gun violence. But I'm like, these are Trump's federal agents that are coming into Chicago, not coming for the gun violence, coming for the protest. And that's all. They do not care about gun violence. They'd rather have people with these guns shoot each other. They don't care. They just care about the protesters and try to send that be the message.
See, my thing is like, I'm at a crossroads, because when Massachusetts was, you know, completely locked down, crime went down. You know, because people was in their houses not doing anything. Well, I should say, crime went down because people was keeping it inside, right? Because obviously domestic violence has gone up and child abuse has gone up. Like, there are reports on all of that. So I'm not going to discredit that. But, like, violent crime, like, violent crime has definitely gone down. However, as soon as they opened it up, as soon as we got to phase four, other types of crimes outside of the house, domestic stuff, rose. Now, I don't know if that's a function of people were cooped up and now they got let out and all their act right left them. I don't know. But I do not think more policing fixes that. I think AOC is right when she says that. Speaking of that, her speech yesterday to that yo-ho asshole was like on point. Because his apology for calling her, he called her a bitch. And I don't even understand how you are a man in Congress speaking to another congressperson using that kind of language. Like, they have degraded the offices of this country to the lowest level, and it is being overlooked, and I don't understand. But she went in there and threw it back in his face because his apology was not an apology. He tried to use the shield of his wife and having a daughter. I hate when dudes are like, well, I have a daughter and I have a wife, so of course I can't be mean to women. Of course you can. Like, having a wife and a daughter does not mean that you can't be an asshole. Like, I don't know why people think that. Or when guys say, well, now that I have a daughter, I'm gonna be a good man. No, I mean, probably not. Like, if you weren't one before, I don't know why you think this will change you. But her speech yesterday, if you haven't heard it, check it out on YouTube, was so good. But she's just asking them to be better people. There is a permeating culture of racial bias and misogyny that starts at the top. I mean, we have a commander-in-chief who has given leeway to this horrible behavior, and these people just think that they can say and do anything without any repercussions, and it's disgusting.
It very much is.
It's too much. It's too much. Like, all of that is so stressful on top of this virus that's going on top of this oppressive ass heat, and then, like, money. Like, okay, I had to do my taxes. Thank goodness they, like, pushed the taxes back to July because I was stressed out. But, like, some people still haven't gotten their stimulus checks.
I know. So, yeah, I know. You just did their taxes and everything, and they just went to go get their check a few, their card a few minutes ago, actually.
Yeah. So some people haven't gotten their money. Now they're talking about, you know, people are like, are we going to get another push of stimulus? Because some people still haven't gotten work yet. You know what I mean? People got furloughed. People got laid off. People got their hours cut. Like, people are still struggling on top of, you know, losing family members or people. I mean, think about the medical bills. People. I mean, like, this is not good. And then this man has the nerve to be worried about his image. Like, nah, dude, how you out here bragging that you passed a dementia test? What? Like, good? Like, we're happy that you did? But who brags about that?
Did he actually pass?
I mean, they told him, we've never seen anything like this. I mean, they probably gassed that fool up. Or, I don't know, he's crazy. Sorry, let me not say that. Please don't come take me. But, like, what? Sir? They were like, he was like, I got the highest score on it. The highest score is 30. Like, calm down. I don't know. He's making it mad easy for Joe Biden. Like, I don't, like, if Joe Biden loses, I know it's rigged. I know it's rigged.
Pretty much. I need people like Charlotte to get up. I need people what? Like Charlamagne the God to shut up now.
Oh my gosh. Charlamagne needs to go on an extended vacation. Let me be quiet before I say something rude. Yes. I need him to be quiet.
He needs to go on vacation like Tucker Carlson from Fox News.
Yes, go fishing in the middle of the week. Please go do that.
Mm-hmm. Instead of telling Joe Biden to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Charlamagne, why?
I don't understand. I mean, I get wanting to ask the people who say that they're for us to do more. I get it. I understand. Because, listen, your little Black Lives Matter murals, your, you know, changing the name of Uncle Ben or Mrs. Bud or whatever the hell, I don't, whatever. I don't need any of that. I really don't. I need you to fire and arrest the men who killed Breonna Taylor. I need you to do that. I need you to, you know, convict all of the people who killed Black people, all of the cops who killed Black people in the line of duty who were wrong for doing so. I need you to do that. But I'm not, like, gonna complain about it. Like, the New York, the Red Sox just put up a huge Black Lives Matter thing in Fenway. I know that's gonna piss off mad people. I don't care. Piss them off. That's cool.
Actually, you know, vandalizes it.
Sir, it's probably already vandalized. I haven't checked. It went up yesterday. I don't know. I don't want to hear about it if it is, but I'm sure it will be. I mean, I don't. It's Fenway. Lots of stuff happens there, but the park isn't open to, like there. You know, there's no fans that are allowed in the stands. So I don't know. Maybe it'll be okay. It looks beautiful. It looks great on the Green Monster. I love it. So I'm fine. But I know some people are going to be mad. Be mad is what I say. Be mad. But, like, did we ask for that? No. Do we need it? Not exactly. But you know what? Go ahead, Yankees and Nationals. Kneel during the national anthem. Show people that you're in solidarity. That's cool. Do it. But, like, that's just performative. It doesn't mean anything, really, because it doesn't change anything. But it shows us where you stand. Sure. Fine. I need actions, though. I need you to change the laws. I need you to put in place less brutality on the police force. I need you to reprimand the cops. I need you to change the laws. That's what I need.
Yeah, it needs to be done. But it's going to... It really, I feel like there's going to be no change that we get Biden in office and hopefully the Senate back. And then we start making some real laws that will actually matter.
Yeah, part of me feels like he's going to get, like, his search for a vice president is super important because I feel like he's completely okay with being a lame duck president. Like, he's okay with, like, not actually doing anything and having an excellent cabinet that does all the work.
Yep, which is great, which is fine, because, like, as a Joe Biden, Joe Biden's gonna win, he's gonna serve these 4 years, and then pass the baton to someone else in his cabinet.
Yes. Yep. Just, like, clear the palette, have a reset, and be like, okay, we did that. It's done. let's clear the palette so that we can, like, get back to business. Because this, we need a reset. We need that, like, Staples reset button. That's what we need. Because this is a serious uh-oh. Like, what happened? Like, somebody went back in the Thanos timeline and removed one of the Infinity Stones and didn't put it back properly.
Yep, I blame Banner.
No, you know, I don't think it was Banner. I think it was Hawkeye. He was always, someone's was always off.
Maybe. Might be Hawkeye. It could be Captain America. Maybe when he returned the stone, Red Skull got free. It's like, I can do what I want now.
Yep. I can see that. Him and Red Skull getting into a tussle. Maybe Red Skull being like, hey, you want to get with Peggy? Just let me, you know, I don't want to be stuck on Milnor, or not Milnor, I don't want to be stuck on Veldimir Let's work something out. Yeah. I don't know. Something went awry because this is not the timeline we were supposed to be in right now.
Nope, it's not.
Because something's off. Something is way off. Although, I will say, I wonder if in the other timeline we would have Disney Plus.
We would probably, I know. Maybe in that one timeline, we probably wouldn't even have Hamilton.
This is my point. This is my point, right? Like, in the other timeline, would Hamilton be a thing? Because Hamilton is I don't know, there's something special about Hamilton. There really is. And so for all the people who, like, hadn't seen Hamilton because of whatever reasons, and then Hamilton now is on Disney Plus, and they got to see it. And of course, you had your still naysayers who were like, I don't see what the big deal was. Clearly, you don't understand theater. And that's fine, because everything isn't for everybody. So if you didn't like Hamilton, that's fine. But, like, to see it and then not, like, appreciate that it was good art, I don't get. Like, it's cool if you didn't like it, but that's still art. Like, it's still art. So, like, to be like, it's not good, no. Like, you cannot like it, but it is very good. But, like, I don't have, like, the just based off of the pure number of, like, derivatives that have come from Hamilton. Like, I just watched today someone made a Hamilton based off of Animal Crossing. Like, they use the little Animal Crossing characters to recreate the songs. It's so good, Rashawn. It's so good.
Can't wait.
I will send you the link because it's amazing. I was just like, and the guy has like three, like four of the songs done already. So, yeah. Speaking of Animal Crossing, I have acquired a Nintendo Switch.
How are you liking it?
So I will jump into my foray of gaming this weekend, but so far so good. I'm like acquiring all the like tools and accessories needed to be a gamer. But how come nobody told me video games are so expensive?
Oh, you didn't know they were $60?
No! First of all, what? Who's paying $60 a pop for these Johns? What?
For years.
$60 a pop? Like, for what? What? Yo, so okay, so first of all, somebody should have really told me before I picked this up as a new hobby to try that, like, oh, by the way, this is an expensive hobby. Because, like, the console, mind you, I bought my Switch refurbished for $250. It was only $250 instead of the $300. I'm gonna do a an unboxing and all that on my YouTube channel. But like, honestly, it looks brand new. So like, I'm not concerned, and it works fine as far as I can tell. And it's like the first generation one, not the second. So I guess it doesn't have as long as the battery life as like the second wave, but it's fine because I keep it whatever. Yeah, the one
red box,
right? That's the only thing. I didn't get the box that it came in. That's the only difference. One thing I do, so I bought a controller. I bought a wireless controller. I bought a case.
Okay.
I bought a headset that I don't actually need. The headset's for more when I get my PS5 later this year. But I bought a headset so I could be cool and listen to like the music and stuff. What happened?
More playing it on the TV or in your hand?
So I haven't started playing it a lot yet, but I've mostly just been playing it in my hand. I haven't set it up with the TV yet because every time I look at my TV, I'm like, maybe I need a bigger TV. Because, like, I don't watch TV often, as you know. We've talked about this many times on the show. I have a little 32-inch screen flat television, which is fine for me because, like I said, I don't watch TV a lot. And, like, most of the time I'm watching it on my laptop or my phone. So, like, 32 inches is a big upgrade, right? Not a big deal. But now I'm like, I wonder what these games would look like on, like, 50 inches. You know what I mean? Like, it probably would look kind of cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
So part of me is like, maybe I should buy a bigger television for gaming. Which I think is weird. Like, why would I do that for gaming but not for watching movies? So I'm thinking I might buy a new TV like later this year. But I'm going to set, so like I said, this weekend, I think I'm going to set it up with the TV and do it. And then, like I said, I'm going to start tracking, or rather journaling, my foray into becoming a gamer on my YouTube channel. But I'm not going to be like your typical person, because I'm going to play all the weird games like nobody cares about. But I am going to pick up a couple of like standard titles too. Obviously, Animal Crossing, like I said. But I think I'm going to pick up one of the Pokemon games. I know Sword and Shield just came out. I'm going to pick up some Mario ones because I want to play with other people. And I wish that Kingdom Hearts was on the Switch, but it's not. But there is like a Kingdom Hearts variation game that's on there, so I'll pick that up. And I can't wait for the PS5 to come out so I can play Kingdom Hearts. Because I don't want to get the PS4 just to play Kingdom Hearts because the PS5 is coming, you know? So the next time we talk, I will have more to share about my first weekend being a total gamer. But I picked up this game called Coffee Talk, which is a total chill vibe game. It's a story like text game where you basically make coffee for people and help them make decisions with their life. And I like it. It's very fun. But it's like a total chill game. Story based, but I'm also gonna. I finally this weekend I'm supposed to get Mario Odyssey, so that should be interesting.
You should have fun with that one.
What?
I said you should have fun with that one.
You think so?
Yeah, Mario Odyssey. The Mario games are always fun.
I don't know. I tried a Mario game one time and I kept dying, so I was sad.
Which one?
I don't remember. it was a long time ago. I don't know, but I'm gonna try really hard to just try my best and figure things out. But yeah, as soon as I get Mario Odyssey, I'll jump right in. Get it together.
Learn to work your way up to. Maybe getting a Breath of Link's Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, Zelda. I know everyone keeps saying I should get that, but okay, I am trying to avoid games where I have to fight because I don't like fighting games.
All right.
But like that one, you have to like fight monsters and stuff, right?
Yes.
I don't want to fight any monsters. I also don't like weird looking things. Like, you know this about me.
I know, but you want to dip into the video game pool. Like, there's a lot of video games where there's fighting and stuff like that.
Right, but there are also games where you don't have to do that.
And those are typically boring.
To you.
To a lot of people.
Well, I mean, they have to make games for people who don't like fighting. There has to be a market for that. And those are the games I want to play. Like, Pokemon is not about, I mean, there's battle, but that's not the same. Battling and fighting are not the same. Like, Pokemon, I don't mind. Like, because it's not the same. Like, you have a Pokemon and you battle it with somebody else's Pokemon and who the best Pokemon wins. That's not the same as, like, fighting against, like, some monsters who want to kill you.
That's dog fighting and chicken.
Okay. I don't like that kind of connotation.
It's like you're basically having your pet go fight another person's pet.
Fine. I prefer the Pokemon Battle Royale kind of situation to monsters attacking me and me having to fight for my life.
All right.
Yeah, so video gaming should be cool. So what movies have you been watching or shows?
Movies I've been watching. I watched all of Unsolved Mysteries.
I'm sure you enjoyed that.
It was interesting. I did not like the alien one. There's no point for that one. I was like, okay, I got you. But I do like all the true crime ones. They're I feel like if you really try hard enough, you can solve some of these ones.
Well, that's good. You're going to help be a good citizen and help them out.
I mean, like, the FBI has already reopened one case from from Unsolved Mysteries. Yeah, I'm like, at this point, I'm like, yeah, the country white people are probably the ones that killed that guy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm like, you don't have to go where you have your friends. Maybe the only black guy at a party, and they all leave you there, and you end up dead.
Yeah, nah, that doesn't sound kosher.
Especially, and you're like an hour away, and the cops are trying to say maybe he tried to walk home without his.
That doesn't sound right.
Exactly.
That doesn't sound plausible.
Nope. Hopefully they solve some of these things. Like, the most intriguing one to me was actually they had a French episode, and I was like, this is intriguing and very weird. But maybe want to look into it. That was good. I like the true crime stuff. It was always interesting for that.
That's cool.
Yeah. What else have I been doing?
Did you see Old Guard?
Yes.
Oh my God, that movie was so good. Okay, so let me first say that I wouldn't have watched it. Like, if you had tried to explain that movie to me, I would have been like, nah. Because gory violence, right? Like, I like action. You know, I'll see your Fast and your Furiouses. I'll see your you know, your sci-fi superhero stuff, not a problem. But like, if you had explained the movie to me and told me how gory it was, I probably would have noped out of it immediately. But someone told me it was an action film, and I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. And just, they said it was some people who someone explained it and said that they were mercenaries who like protect people. And I was like, okay. That was not enough. They didn't sell it good, right? But they were like, oh, but if you like movies like Hobbs and Shaw, then you would like this. And I was like, oh, I do like Hobbs and Shaw, but I don't like a lot of gore. And they were like, oh, don't worry, you'll like this. And I was like, fine. And then I watched the movie, and in the first 10 minutes knew that I had been lied to. Because what? Like, I was like, he lied to me. Like, this is... like gore, like literally in the movie a guy's guts come out, like, yeah. So I was like, I was lied to, but I'm happy that the person lied to me, because he knew that had he told me the truth, I wouldn't have watched the movie. So I appreciate the lie, even though I'm mad at him for lying to me, because like, I would have turned it off, but I was like, he lied to me for a reason. Like, there's more to this movie. It's an excellent movie. Like, I loved it for the plot. Like, these immortal beings who have taken on the challenge of protecting the world. Two, Charlize Theron is amazing. And on top of that, having a black female lead, great. Black director, amazing. Having a gay couple, yeah. Having a gay couple just be a gay couple without any like stereotypes or like caricature, like, it was just so good. Like, it was just a good movie.
Yeah. Then I say, have you ever seen Atomic Blonde?
No, but I think I'm interested in it now.
Yeah, watch that, because I know Netflix is doing the sequel.
Yeah, Old Guard better get a sequel, because I needed to know what happened to that lady who was drowned.
Oh, they're doing three. They're doing three movies total.
Good, good, good.
Because the person who wrote the movie is also the creator of the comic.
Yeah, I definitely checked out that graphic novel after, and I didn't even know. I was like, yo, how did I miss this graphic novel? Because I read comics, because this is so good. Like, the concept is so good.
They're coming out, yeah. Two more for, like, they're finishing off the second one, and then they're doing another one to make it like a three, like, and make things in threes. That's how he put it. So it'll be.
I mean, that's how Netflix is. Netflix is a three thing shop.
Yeah, but sometimes three or four.
Yeah. I mean, most of their things have three seasons, though.
Yeah, like Dear White People's getting a fourth season. Some other shows are getting like four seasons. So I'm like, they're working with it, but I'm like, is that way they're quick and easy, and Netflix owns them. So if like they ever want to go back, they can be like, hey, we're bringing back a season of this show that you guys used to like.
Yeah, you know. Oh, speaking of Netflix, the Umbrella Academy back next week.
Yep, can't wait.
Enough. Oh my gosh.
I know the one actress who does whose powers are rumor. I know she just took Kristen Bell's job on Central Park.
Oh yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, because she stepped down because like, oh, she's playing a black biracial.
She's playing somebody who's mixed. Girl, stop. I mean, she can. Mixed people can pass for white, but let's not do this.
I was the same way for me when Chris Evans' ex-girlfriend left Big Mouth just recently. Like, I loved her character as Missy on there. I'm like, she is the character, she is the voice, is everything. I'm like, anytime I picture Missy, I picture that actress's voice with Missy. Now I'm like, I'm gonna be like really different now that she's gone.
I mean, I'm sure they can find someone who has the same tonal quality. I mean, I hear you, but at the same time, I want to push casting directors and producers and executive producers to find black actors, voice actors, to find black directors and black writers. I want to push them to do that. Because I feel like they get too comfortable with the circles that they know. So I applaud the actors who have stepped down from roles and said, and is encouraging them to find people of color to fill the roles for characters that are supposed to be people of color, either black, Indian, Hispanic, what have you, because I think that that's important. Representation is important.
I agree with that, but when it comes like voice animation, I'm like, I really don't see it that way, because like Phil Lamar, he's been playing a samurai character for years, a Samurai Jack, and he's played so many different white characters and everything like that, but is he going to be out of a job? Is he like, you're going to just typecast him like, you can only be the black person? You can't be anyone else. You can't be white. You can't be nothing else but this one black person now.
I don't think it works that way. I don't think they're saying that they can't play white people. I'm saying that when they have a character who is of color, try to find voice actors who are of color. I'm not saying that, like, and then the flip side too, when you're looking for characters who are white, like, you can look for actors of all colors, because they definitely look for white actors when they're trying to cast black characters. So why don't they do the flip of that? Because they don't always.
Yeah, like recently I was watching like the Harley Quinn series, and you got Phil Lamar, he's voicing a white guy. I'm like, I don't see nothing wrong with it.
I don't think that's not the norm. Like, I mean, I don't know, there's still a discrepancy. We still don't make up a large population of the acting community. Like, we still just have to fight for space. I say this as an actress. Like, we get typecasted, we get asked to play certain roles, we get asked to, you know, use urban voices. Like, I don't know, I tried to do voice acting and they always ask me to like change my voice, and I can't. I don't know, I have a high-pitched voice, I'm always gonna sound like this. I can do young voices much better than I can do, like, whatever. But, I mean, I think it's good. I think that some changes definitely needed to happen. But, again, I think some of it comes down to changing the people who are making the decisions. So, you know, we need to be having more people of color and Black people in the casting director's chair, in the director's chair, in the producer's chair. That's where you make the actual effective changes, you know?
True.
Yeah, so I'm super excited about Umbrella Academy. What else have I watched recently? Oh, did you see? Okay. Have you seen that show or that little micro show on Hulu called Thirst?
No, I have not. I saw it the other day. And God. I need to watch this. I haven't had time yet.
Oh my God. I'm not even. Okay. Well, when you watch it, it's too much. I'm so sick of the world. but it's got your boy from Insecure.
Oh, Lawrence High.
Boo.
Don't worry. I'm sorry. I'm Team Nathan. So.
Okay. All right. Cool. Yeah, but it's got Lawrence or whatever his real name is. I think your girl, Beyonce, Mrs. Carter, as I like to call her, is putting out some nonsense on Disney Plus this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of, I think, the end of the month. So around the same time Umbrella Academy comes out.
I mean, I don't care. I'm not watching it. But yeah, she's doing something to the internet. I wonder if she's reached out to Mr. West, because he probably needs friends right now.
I'm good.
And I'm almost sure that if that his deterioration, like the deterioration of the friendship between him and Jay-Z only exasperated his condition. And I mean, he's probably lost a lot of friendships over the course of his, because I think, you know, I definitely think his bipolar has only increased as he's gotten older. And part of that is because he doesn't take his medication. But I wish that we didn't have to watch his deterioration like live. Like, I wish that it wasn't publicized. And part of that's him. Like, part of that's the fact that, like, he had, you know, he is similar to like our president live tweeting his thoughts that are stupid. Like, I wish that we didn't have to watch Kanye break down in front of us, because, like, it's painful to watch. And, like, I wish the cameras weren't in his face. I wish that, like, they just said no to him when he wanted to have campaign rallies and stuff. But it's entertaining, I guess, or people want to see. I don't know. But I wish that we didn't, because I don't want to see that. Like, I won't watch it, because I know that this is a man who is, like, not okay.
Oh, you feel sorry for him. I stopped caring.
Yeah, no, I definitely feel sorry for him. That is a sick person. That is someone who's sick.
I stopped caring. I'm like, you're the one who chose to stop taking your medication. You're the one who chose to do all these things. I know you have mental health issues, but you do not need to use your mental health issues as a crutch and an excuse at this point in time. You've had people around you trying to get you help for years, and you still refuse it. At this point, whatever happens, happens. Something bad happens to him, I won't even blink an eye, because he himself chose this path. When you have a wife, you have children that want you in their life, but you are refusing to take your medication to get better for yourself. I stopped feeling bad for him after like one of the last stunts. So I'm like, I'm just done with it.
I mean, I hear you. I don't know. I can't help feeling bad, because it's just sad to see. Like, because I know that he can get better. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I know that he can get better, and I want him to want that for himself, I guess.
At this point, I'm like this. Can't force, take the kids. Don't let him see him. Until he wants to get help.
That's not that's going to make it worse. I feel like that would, that's not going to help him. Like, that would make it worse.
See the doc? It's either like this. Get help, or you don't get your kids. You do not see your children ever again.
I don't know. I don't know that would work. And I mean, I'm not a psychiatrist. I don't know, but I really hope that they are able to work that out. And I really just wish that we have a front row seat to it all. Like, I wish that it could be private. And I know that that's partly his fault, like, that it is so public. And I wish they would take his phone from him. Like, I wish, like, you could, like, Twitter could be, like, delete account. But, like, they can't, or they won't, because they know that, whatever. I don't know. Like, I feel like if I don't know, I feel that for myself sometimes. Like, when I'm having one of my episodes, I wish somebody would be like, get off Facebook. Like, stop. Like, that's what I would like somebody to do. And I wish that somebody would do that to him. Like, take his phone away. Like, I wish somebody would do that to the president. Take his phone away. Like, when that fool posted the video of the people saying white power, do you know they couldn't find him for 3 hours to be like, sir, please delete that? 3 hours? You couldn't get in contact with the president? Excuse me?
He was on the go.
What if somebody declared war on us? What do you mean you couldn't find him for 3 hours? That's ridiculous.
It's nuts. But that's how it is.
3 hours they couldn't get this man to delete it. Like, what? I mean, part of that could be just he admitted, like, I'll get to it after this round of golf. Like, okay. No. You need to do this immediately. But, like, why doesn't anyone else have the password to the president's Twitter?
I don't know, man. He's still using an old school iPhone that can actually still get hacked.
But her emails, Rashawn. But her emails.
Look at Ivanka emails.
Look at Ivanka. Fuck Goya. Goya. Looking like Skeletor, girl. Go somewhere. I don't even eat Goya stuff, so I couldn't even boycott properly.
I've eaten some of their products. I can't. I'm like, I literally live by a whole entire grocery store. That like a whole entire Spanish grocery store. So I'm like, half the product is Goya.
I mean, I can't lie. I have some Goya Malta, but like, I am not like my go-to or anything. As far as products go, like, I can get beans from somebody else.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know. July was weird. I will say, though, I appreciate all of our listeners. I know that I've been hearing from people who are like, when are y'all coming back? We, you know, so we will get back on our at least bi-weekly so that you guys can hear our commentary. Because I know there's mad stuff that we missed. Because so much happened in July, but don't worry, we will be more consistent for you guys. Because there's lots of stuff to talk about. Are you planning on watching Umbrella Academy straight through, like, all the episodes?
Yup.
Of course you are.
Wait. Did you watch that movie on Netflix yet? Fatal Affair?
No, I'm not watching that garbage.
Oh, I gotta watch that garbage. Watch Omar Epps be a villain.
No, you know I don't like any of that garbage. It's like I didn't watch that Tyler Perry nonsense.
You know the fans want it. They want to hear your...
They can want all they want. You can tell them all about it, sir, and I will sit here and laugh that you wasted your time. That looked like garbage. And then you hear Sanaa Lathan. Is it Sanaa or is it Nia? It's Nia Long, right? Talk about how she felt like they could have done better. Ma'am. It's a little late.
I was like, I was debating for a moment. I was like, I don't know who did worse. The Tyler Perry movie or this one?
Are you serious? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
like, I was like, what is this? And Nia Long holding her phone upside down. I'm like,
Yes, I saw that picture. I was like, not an upside down phone. Girl, what are you doing? Are you serious right now? The upside down phone is what killed me. That's what killed me. I was like, you got to be joking.
I'm so like all these memes keep going around. Also, this other thing, I was like, a lot of people didn't know for some reason that Nia Long and Samore are sisters.
I did not know that. That was news to me.
Yeah, they're half sisters. Same.
Oh, that's why. Okay, sorry. There is another movie that we need to talk about. Have you watched Univision? It's not Univision. Eurovision, the Story of Fire saga?
I have not watched it yet.
Oh my God. Rashawn, you have to watch this movie. It is so funny. Now, are you a Will Ferrell fan?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It is hilarious. And you need to watch it. Because the music is great. It's super funny. And it's got a good story. So I think you should watch it. What is this cursed movie?
That's a show.
Is it a movie?
It's a TV show.
Oh, that looks interesting.
It's all high fantasy stuff, so.
That looks interesting. Why didn't you tell me about this?
It just came out. I haven't watched it yet.
Okay, that's on the list. Curse looks kind of... Oh, that, never mind. It's got a lot of blood going on. I mean, I just saw the trailer, and now she's surrounded by a whole bunch of bodies. So she killed a whole bunch of people.
What?
That's a lot. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe. Fatal Affair was the little... Yeah, so Cursed is actually number 2 in the country right now. IP Man? No. What is that?
Yeah.
IP Man 4.
Yeah, it's a martial arts movie. It's about Bruce Lee's master.
Why are they cutting her hair? Oh my God. Oh, that looks okay. We might do this. We might watch IP Man.
There's also
that looks kind of good. See, I like kung fu movies because no blood.
Yeah, you can watch there's like 4 IP Man movies. There's also another one. One spinoff movie that you should watch as well. So it's like 5 movies you can watch. They're all martial arts ones, so it's like good quality.
Yeah, I like martial arts movies. No blood. Good stories usually. That looks good. Okay. Yeah. Lots of stuff to watch, lots of stuff to catch up on. We have lots that we could talk about as the world continues to descend into
chaos.
Chaos, yeah, exactly. Did you hear about the locusts that are in China?
Nope. So, when's the end of the world happen? I just want to know.
I think we're on the 6th plague, so we have 4 more, and then the world can end. Just 4 more plagues, and then that'll do it, I think. So yeah, I don't know. I think you know, we'll be good until the water runs out.
Yeah. Do you think it's going to go out like how the dinosaurs went out, giant meteor?
You think the dinosaurs were the meteor? Wait, sorry. What dinosaurs? Which dinosaurs? I actually had that conversation with someone the other day. They tried to ask me about dinosaurs. Didn't go very well. I think we're going to run out of water. That or we're going to stop having kids.
We'll see.
So, like, you know how the coronavirus, they're finding out that, like, people are either dying or, like, they have lasting effects of it. Like, I think there's going to be, like, another disease or mutation of some other disease that's going to affect fertility. So to be like children of man kind of situation, you know? Mm. Or we're going to have like a mutation situation and mutants are going to come up. And so it might be the end of like humans, but like a new species might come, something like that. Either way, it's going to end with not enough water or not enough of some thing that is needed to sustain the number of lives that are on the planet. Because you know how like all the glaciers are melting and like there's like things that are seeping out of some of them?
Yeah.
Like some of that stuff that's seeping out of them might not be good for humans. So I don't know. That's my thought. I don't think it's going to be something coming from the sky. But, I mean, they're so busy worried about things in the sky, so whatever. You know I'm not worried about any of that stuff. I think they need to be taking a closer look at what's in the ocean, because that's what's going to come for us. But they're busy worried about imaginary aliens, so whatever.
Yeah, that's true. But, well, never. Did you see scientists set to explore like a deep blue hole at the bottom of the ocean?
Yes, blue hole in the ocean that they can't get into. They can't get close to it. They said they found the skeletons of creatures that they said were extinct around it. And I was like, yeah, y'all really worried about these aliens when you need to be worried about the stuff that's right here. Like, who said that's the only one?
You know what?
And like, so somebody was like, yo, that's where the mermaids are. Like, that's straight up where the mermaids live. And like, we need to figure out what's in there.
I'm going Pacific Rim. I'm talking about it's going to be a giant kaiju coming out of here from some different portal from somewhere else. And we're going to have to start building giant robots to fight them.
You ready? You ready? He's in Pacific Rim. I mean, in real talk, they probably already got the robot. So I don't think you have to worry about that.
Yeah, I mean,
like, they probably got the robot, you know, somewhere off of the coast of Madagascar or off the coast of Hawaii somewhere or Fiji, you know, off the coast of Fiji somewhere. They probably got a facility with all that stuff. So I think they got your robots. So you're all set.
Yeah, like, our robots have always been there. Like, they, I've saw, they have, like, buildings, Gundams are, like, come on, go.
I mean, I think they have that. I don't know why they can't get into this blue hole, but I think part of it is because the scientists that work on robots don't talk to the scientists that work on fish. So those scientists need to start talking to each other. Because y'all need to, I don't know, because I need to know what's in this blue hole. Because when they told me that they found species of fish that they had declared extinct, no. What's in there? I need to know right now. What's in the hole? Because it's huge. And they're like, we can't get near it. What do you mean you can't get near it? What does that mean? Like, you can't send a probe in there? Like, you got all these, like, drones and stuff. You can't send a robot in there? What does that mean? Yeah. All they can send us is these pictures of this, like, glowing blue thing. I mean, it's weird, Rashawn. It's very weird. So, who knows? Who knows? All I know is they need to start researching Earth more.
Heck, the way 2020 going, we don't know what's going to happen. So
we really don't. So I'm telling you, the way that these glaciers are melting, something's coming out. I mean, they say the coronavirus came from a bat in a lab or whatever. But I mean, they don't need to be creating stuff in labs because there's enough of it out here in the wild.
Did you hear?
And that's the other. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, did you hear about the new Hillary? Was it a Hillary Clinton show that they're developing for Hulu?
No, what's Hillary talking about now? I watched that other show. She did her little documentary with all the shade.
Yeah. No, then this one is going to be like with actors and everything like that. It's going to be an alt history thing of like Hillary never, I think either never marrying Bill Clinton.
Oh, she had just been her own political side. Ooh. Ooh. That might be interesting because she was a firecracker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's gonna. Yeah,
that might be interesting. Okay, I might could do something with that. That might could be a thing. Okay, all right. I really liked Mrs. America on Hulu. That was a really good show, even though it took some liberties with the context of the historical accuracies. It was still pretty good. It was really, really good and informative. That was a good show. But okay. All right, Hillary. And Michelle Obama's podcast came out, right?
Yeah, I think that one started already.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, man. And then I just keep thinking about all the, like, there's some of the books that have come out so far about 45. Like, I know that after he leaves office, yo, the books people are gonna write are gonna be just ridiculous.
I want the cuffs. I just want cuffs on them. That's it.
I don't know if we're gonna get that, man. I mean, me too, but I don't know. It's gonna be like Roger Ailes, man. Like, I wanted Roger Ailes to go down in flames, and that man just died. You know what I mean? Like, wait, where's Harvey Weinstein? He's still in jail? Okay. He ain't dead yet. I'm not wishing death on him. Stop it. I'm just saying he's not dead.
I'm surprised Mel Gibson didn't die.
Why?
Oh, he had corona in April. He was in the hospital.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, his rep just told everyone, like, yesterday that he was in.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Because we didn't hear nothing about that.
So, you know what's funny? This one, I think it's one black woman comedian. She put out a tweet or something. It was like this. I'm surprised how he got it from... from like those pack of N-words that he was always talking about.
Oh no. No. Poor Mel. Yeah, no, nah, man. I did not know. I'm being facetious. Oh man.
But you,
I wonder how many other celebrities got it but won't say anything.
I feel like if Mel Gibson had died, then maybe some people would start, like, thinking about more on, like, yep, hey, Mel Gibson, see?
I don't know, man. All I know is I think there's lots of people who were asymptomatic, who might have had a cold and didn't think much of it, or, you know, whatever else. I think a lot of people had this. And I definitely think I had it in February. I went to get the antibody test though, but I didn't have any antibodies. So either, and then they say the antibodies only have like a 6-week incubation period anyway. So like you can get it again. Mm-hmm. So, oh my goodness. Just stay safe. Stay safe and stay cool. And, wear your mask when you go out. Stay 6 feet apart if you can. And, you know, stay positive and do things that you love when you can. Because, oh, man, it's crazy out there.
Yes, it is.
But it has been a pleasure talking to you, sir.
It has been a pleasure talking to you as well.
All right. I will see you on the next time, or hear you rather.
Same podcast time, maybe in two.
Same podcast channel. Alrighty. Bye.
Oh, I have ambitions, dreams. But dreams don't come cheap.
I saw a demon on my shoulder. It's looking like patriarchy, like scrubbing blood off the ceiling and bleaching another carpet. How my house get haunted? Why Toya and Body don't embody all the life she wanted? The baby just 19. I know I dream all black. I seen her everything. Immortalizing tweets, all caps. They say they found her dead. One girl missing, another one go missing. One girl missing another, but niggas in the back, quiet as a church mouse. Basement studio when duty calls to get the verse out. I guess the ego hurt now. It's time to go to work. Wow, look at him go. He really doubts to write about me when the world is in smokes, when it's people in trees, when George was begging for his mother saying he couldn't breathe. You thought to write about me? One girl missing another one go missing. One girl missing another one. Yo, but little did I know all my reading would be a bother. It's trans women being murdered, and this is all he can offer, and this is all y'all receive. Distract you from the convo with organizers. They talking abolishing the police, and it's a new world order. We democratizing Amazon, we burn down borders. This a new vanguard, this a new vanguard. I'm the new vanguard.